Nathan Avayao and Jeff Peterson, collectively known as Mamo, and the crowd goes wild. Nathan, Jeff, welcome to the Saturday Cafe. It is so good to have live music.
Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Aloha.
To those of us out here on the outside, we sort of tend to think Hawaiian music, we associate it with slack key. Is that true or false? Is that the whole deal? What is Hawaiian music?
That's actually pretty cool, because most people actually think when you say Hawaiian music, they think of old Waikiki with the steel guitar.
Oh, cheesy guitar with hula girls on it. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So to say slack key, that's pretty cool. So I like that.
Slack key is okay, yeah. Then.
Slack key is one of many elements of it, and actually one of the lesser known elements, but it's becoming more known the past few years.
Where I grew up, traditional music is something the old folks do, and the kids all want to play hip hop or pop, you know, whatever you hear on the radio. You both grew up in Hawaii. Was that what it was like for you? Did you have trouble finding this music? Or
actually, I was surrounded by it because my dad is a cowboy on the island of Maui, and a lot of the music he listened to and played, and his friends, other cowboys, would play. They're called Pani Olo, or Hawaiian cowboys. So they'd come around the house and just sit around and play. So I heard that music live, but then, like most kids, I listened to all sorts of other music too, rock music and what was, you know, pop music and things.
Paniolo from Espanol.
From Espanola. Hey. Yeah, they brought the guitars in 1830. The tradition of slack key started on the Big Island when vaqueros, Spanish and Mexican cowboys, came into the islands and brought their guitars with them.
Well, I've heard that the slack key tradition started in an attempt to save strings, that they were run a little looser. Is that a cruel lie, or is there actually some truth to that?
I hadn't heard that one before. I like that, definitely.
Because, you know, strings are expensive things.
Yeah, right. I think as the guitars traveled all over the different parts of the world, you'll find open tunings or slack key tunings. Mm-hmm. And then slack key itself in Hawaii is also phrasing in a way that the music sounds. So it's a style of playing and also the tuning.
Well, you're both award-winning musicians, and you've both got sort of long musical backstories. But this is your first album together. How did that happen?
Jeff, actually, I was homeless and I was at Kapi'olani Park, and he saw me and he offered me a cheeseburger, and I said yeah, and then so I followed him home. No, I'm just kidding.
With your $200 bass.
No, I'm sorry. My record company actually brought this idea. He said, hey, you know, you should do a CD of popular hula songs and kind of turning it into a jazz thing, if you will. And the only person I could think of that I'd like to love to play with, perform with, and also he being a well-rounded guitarist, was Jeff. So I gave him a ring, and that was about a year and a half or 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we released it in Japan first, and it took us a whole year until we finally released it here. So, yeah.
So this performance tonight at the Shed here in Eugene is our first tour that we're doing to support the CD. So we're very excited. It's like a CD release party tonight. We're playing it at a great venue.
Serious, it's a wonderful venue.
Yeah.
Play something live for me, please.
Sure.
Pretty please.
Yeah, we'll do. There are a few instrumental songs on the CD. Most of the CD features a lot of vocals, but this song is a song that I wrote that Nathan added really nice bass lines. And he has a beautiful bass he brought to the studio today.
Can you see it? Can you guys all see it?
Oh, it's gorgeous. We'll have to put a picture up on our website.
Yeah, yeah. So this is a piece called Na'o Iwi Oke Kai, The Natives of the Sea.
Thank you.
imagine the ocean.
My guests today on the Saturday Cafe are Jeff Peterson and Nathan Aveo, collectively known as Mamo, playing tonight at the Shed in Eugene. Since you brought it up, Nathan, introduce us to your bass, please.
This is my new girlfriend. Her name is Aria. She's from Japan. She's pure Japanese.
It's a fretless bass with S-holes and a lovely hand cut out. And what is the wood? It's a very lovely figured. Is that cool?
You know, I think it's figured maple.
Figured maple. Yeah. Well, it's a lovely kind of dark cinnamony color. And
I like it.
It's beautiful.
My friend saw it the first time. He said, wow, it looks like a typical girl. Voluptuous, long neck, and a fake tan.
I was thinking wavy hair in that pattern. But well, we heard how Jeff got introduced to Hawaiian music growing up. How about you? Did you grow up with this
music? You know what? Ironically, I really didn't. Just by chance, when I was in elementary school, my father was getting his master's and then his doctorates in music, and my mother was a classical piano teacher at that time. And basically, because of that whole situation, I heard mostly jazz and classical music. Mm-hmm. And literally, it wasn't until like a good 20 years ago that I started getting interested, or 15 years ago, I started getting interested in Hawaiian music. And so, yeah, I'm a late bloomer, believe it or not. So it's kind of funny how I'm singing Hawaiian. I look Hawaiian. Mm-hmm. I am Hawaiian. But I just got into it late.
So were you a jazz musician before that?
Yes, I played many years after college. I was Don Ho's bass player, musical conductor for 16 years. I know. Yeah. Tiny bubbles.
Joy, that's not anything that's ever been heard on the Saturday Cafe before, I tell you. Well, it's wonderful having you both here. You're performing tonight at the Shed, and they have early shows for older folks like me. So they start at 7:30, and
we try to bring some Hawaiian weather with us, too. So
I nice, noticed that. Today. We really appreciate that. Yeah. We've been having cold, frosty, impenetrable fog the entire month of January. Wow. So
yeah, we're going to celebrate the month of February with some warm sounds from Hawaii.
Well, we could have one more warm sound from your instruments, if you'd be so kind.
Sure.
Yeah, we'd like to do another song from the CD. And actually, the CD covers quite a range of music from pieces written quite a while back, over 100 years ago, all the way up to current new compositions. And the history of Hawaiian music is really fascinating, with a lot of the different influences that came into the islands. And one group of composers called Nalani Eha, the group of the royal family, wrote some really wonderful songs. And we recorded one by Princess Like Like on the CD, and it's called Kuipo Ikahe'e Pue One, and beautiful love song.
Thank you. kili opu maua I kanele.
That may be the most beautiful love song I've heard in a long, long time, and I don't understand a word. Incredible. I love the way the guitar strings kind of ring and the beautiful, beautiful voice.
Thank you.
My guest today on the Saturday Cafe, Mamo, Nathan Aveo and Jeff Peterson, they're performing tonight at the Shed Institute in downtown Eugene with their brand new self-titled CD. Thanks again so, so much.
Mahalo. Thank you.
Thanks for having us.